Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Why don't you call us at 888-RADIO-30? Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
So this week's advice for the entrepreneur, you know, my tip that I do every week, it's about the 80-20 rule. Do you know the 80-20 rule? I have to remind myself of it every so often.
Mm.
We used it in radio sales to mean that 20% of the sales staff bring in 80% of the sales. And you can use that 80-20 rule anywhere. For instance, for eBay sellers, it means that 20% of your efforts create 80% of your sales.
Oh.
So once you identify that 20%,
yes,
write down a list of what comprises it, you make those efforts your biggest priority. And your sales will even be better.
Oh.
So think about it. In the course of a day, 20% of your efforts are going to create 80% of your sales.
That's amazing.
It is, but it happens every time, Griff.
Wow.
So, you know, we waste a lot of time and energy, often, on things that are not going to result in a good bottom line for us. I mean, think about it. We do.
Yes, it's true, isn't it?
So identify the 20% that creates the 80% of your sales and make that a priority. That's my advice for the entrepreneur for today. So you received your first quarterly coupon.
Yeah, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, a lot of people have not, you know, used it yet. Use it or lose it before the quarter ends next month.
You gotta do that.
You can find your quarterly coupon on the subscriber discount page at sd.ebay.com/subscriber discounts. And it's linked from your Seller Hub overview page under Seller Tools, Manage Store. Then you go to ebay.com/supplies to purchase it, your eBay branded shipping materials.
Yes.
Including new smaller quantities of poly mailers.
They've added more options.
Yeah, 25 instead of 100.
That's cool.
So be sure you use up the whole amount of the coupon because it's only good for one purchase. And remember, it's only good during quarter one, which ends on March 31st. So does eBay do things? I mean, most corporations go by quarters, right? We're going to
yes.
do this in first quarter. We're going to do that in second
That's
quarter
true.
And all that stuff. So by the time first quarter starts, you guys already have your plans made.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. And businesses should be that way. Small businesses on eBay should be that way as well.
They should be.
Yep, they should be. So anything you can tell us about anything that's coming up? Any kimono opening?
Let me see. No, it's zippered all the way up to my neck.
Okay.
It's not getting
open. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Sorry.
We can handle that.
Yeah.
So there is an Entrepreneur magazine. We're not going to read it because we just kind of did it in a sense. But 7 reasons you need a mentor, coincidentally, in entrepreneur.com this week.
Yeah.
And they're talking about mentors and why you should either get one or do one. Do you have mentors even today, Griff?
Officially, no.
Besides your radio mentor, I mean.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, I have you.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's it, right?
Yeah. I have the old ball and chain. That's it.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, most... John is sympathizing with you.
Yeah, I bet.
Most of my mentors are either dead or I don't even see them through the years anymore because I've reached that area in my business where I really don't need mentors. But you know what, Griff? From time to time, we all need one.
Yeah.
Every now and then. You're more likely to succeed with a mentor. We already know that. They've done a bunch of research projects saying that having a mentor is important to success. They did a 2013 executive coaching survey, and 80% of CEOs say they receive some form of mentorship. And in another research study, 93% of startup entrepreneurs admitted that mentorship is instrumental to success. I believe that. I mean, I still think Dex Allen is a guy, radio guy from way back.
What's his, Dex Allen?
That's his real name, honey.
Oh, that's a cool
sounds
name.
Like a romance book.
I love
a guy
it.
His name is Dex Allen. Old radio disc jockey from a long time ago, but then he became a wealthy person by owning radio stations.
Hmm.
He taught me almost everything I know about radio sales and the business end of radio.
He taught you well.
He did. He, as a matter of fact, let me tell you how, what a great mentor this guy was.
How great a mentor was he?
He co-signed a $500,000 loan with me at a bank here in San Diego.
Get out.
I'm serious.
Really?
You never know. If they believe in you.
I'm shocked.
If you can find people that believe in you.
Yeah.
And he was my boss at one time.
Yeah.
A few years previous to that.
Wow.
You find one person that believes in you, that thinks that what you're going to do is going to be worthwhile, and you have no idea what you might get. That's the way I bought that radio station.
So having a mentor,
mm-hmm.
it can be turn into having a patron sponsor.
That's exactly right.
I love that.
That's right. You never know. A mentor will also help you stay in business longer because according to the small business associations, 30% of new businesses may not survive past the first 24 months. 50% of those may not make it past 5 years. However, 70% of mentored businesses survive longer than 5 years.
Wow.
Don't be afraid to reach out there and find yourself a mentor.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
They can also give you a lot of encouragement because we all endure the consequences of failure on our own. Can set
yes.
you back. Impact your productivity, can even make you quit, right?
I have to agree. I think that doing that alone can be dangerous. You do need the perspective of somebody on the outside.
So having a mentor will help you keep your head high. Griff, I'm sure that you really have mentors that you don't even realize you have. Friends that you call when times are tough?
Mm.
Or do you call people when times are tough?
No, I don't.
Hmm.
I do the man thing. I keep it all bottled up inside where it can't hurt anyone.
I knew that about you. I did. No, I knew that about you. I'm more apt to reach out and get help from somebody than you would be.
Yeah.
And it's the man part of you, I think. I'm not sure. But anyway, remember, being a mentor is important, but having a mentor is so important because you're more likely to succeed with that mentor. Also, it opens up network opportunities. If you have the right mentor, that mentor probably has an unlimited network of people who could benefit your career.
Yes.
So it's all about mentors today.
It doesn't hurt to have a mentor.
No, it does not.
I think a lot of very successful people do have.
Oh, yeah.
At least one, if not, you know, a network.
Sometimes it's their attorney.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's their CPA.
That's true.
But usually it's somebody who's been in the same biz as you and is going to help you succeed. And people do it. I mean, look at Dana. Dana has been mentoring people, teaching a free class every month for years and years and years just because she loves the look on the face when they learn something.
Yeah.
She feels rewarded by it. There are people out there in the world who are there waiting to help you.
Just waiting.
Let them do it. Let them do so. Please. So let's see, what else do we have? Any news that came in today? Not really.
I can't think of any, no. It's kind of a slow news cycle, isn't it?
So Aeropost.com and eBay have teamed up.
Aeropost.
Aeropost. AEROPOST.com.
Tell us.
They're going to provide customers in Latin America and the Caribbean with a unique cross-border shopping experience that will allow them to purchase eBay products on Aeropost.com.
Cool.
But it's eBay listings.
Yeah, of course. Right.
See what I mean? It's
eBay
listings. So what happens is after finding their perfect item on eBay, let's say they found one of your shirts, the customer copies and pastes the eBay URL into Aeropost.com, which calculates all inclusive price that includes the price of the product, the shipping, the handling, the taxes, the fees. The customer then makes a single payment to Aeropost.com, and the item can be delivered either directly to the buyer's doorstep or to one of more than 100 Aeropost.com storefront pickup locations across 40 countries. This is going to help eBay.com's listings.
Right.
So that's why I bring it up. Okay. Also in news, eBay recently hosted a Silicon Valley Young Professionals Pitch Tank event,
mm-hmm.
modeled after the hit TV show Shark Tank. Do you know about this?
No, tell us.
Okay, Pitch Tank gives teams of young entrepreneurs a chance to present their innovative ideas to a panel of distinguished judges, including eBay's Sergio Gonzalez, head of innovation programs. The team can win investor partnerships for making their innovation ideas come to fruition, as well as cash prizes. And from among a diverse set of concepts presented at the event, eBay Innovations Program chose Superfan Chase, an interactive and brand engagement app, as its award recipient. And founders Alicia Harris and Bridget Coates received an eBay gift card. 3 one-on-one consulting sessions with Sergio. We need to have Sergio on.
Yes, we do.
And an eBay innovation mentor for 6 months. We need to have Sergio on.
Yes, okay. Let's do that. I agree. This open phone segment was brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Coming up next, today's last segment of the eBay Radio Show.
To get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. B-Stock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The B-Stock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 398.
Successful eBay sellers have certain things in common. Shana Champion is from eBay for Business and recently wrote a series in the eBay for Business blog. She says you have to roll with change.
I get a lot of resistance about the changes that take place when we have seller releases on eBay. We all know, if we really think about it, that we're just trying to keep pace with e-commerce. I remember back in the dot-com days, that technology changed every 6 months. Now, it might change once a month. So we're trying to keep up, and we're trying to keep sellers up to speed. We don't have a choice. We have to change. I mean, who said change or die?
Yeah.
We have to.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk. B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source.
You know, you can check at our eBay Radio seller events calendar.
Yeah, you can.
It's located right under the seller resources tab in the eBay Radio archives. You just go to ebayradio.com, click past episodes in the right-hand sidebar to get to the eBay Radio archives, then find seller events under seller resources. Click on the events name to see all the details, including a link to the event page. So shall we read some of the events?
Yes, let's read up until the 20th, I think.
Okay, great.
So we don't have to...
Actually, the 21st.
Why?
It's the eighth day.
All right, so let's do that. So on February 14th, at that's today, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., the Casa Grande Online Sellers Group meetup will meet in Casa Grande at the Cookie Jar. That's in Arizona. And the topic will be an evening with Will Seiple and Robin Levin from Worth Point. And they'll teach you how Worth Point can help you to value and price your items. They'll have pizza on hand for a small fee. They want you to register an RSVP via meetup.com so they have a headcount.
And also hosted by Will Seiple and Robin Levin, the Las Vegas Online Sellers Group meetup is happening tomorrow, Wednesday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Time Machine Shopping Experience in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the topic is using Worth Point, and Will and Robin will be there as well.
On February 16th, the Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at the Worth Point headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., again, Thursday, February 16th. And the topic will be, again, using Worth Point.
Worth Point.
Yeah.
The Greater New York City eBay e-commerce group meetup also meets on that day, Thursday, February 16th. From 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the New York Public Library, Columbus Branch, Basement Community Room in New York, New York. The topic is how members' holiday sales went, plus hot eBay tips that work right now to boost sales. Speaker, top-rated seller, and eBay coach Kathy Terrell, known on eBay as NYC Fitness Family Finds.
On February 17th, the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lodge in Portsmouth, California.
And what would they have to eat with that accent?
They'd have fried clams, but of course Portsmouth is not in California. It's in New Hampshire.
Oh, and this one should have said Portsmouth, New Hampshire, not
That's
Portsmouth,
right.
California.
And guess who the guest is? Just take a guess.
Will Seiple.
And Robin Levin. And guess what they'll be talking about?
They're going to be talking about Worth Point.
There you go.
Then February 18th, which is a Saturday.
Yeah.
From 11 to 12 noon. All year round holiday sourcing and sales. Meeting is via Skype. And it's the eBay Oklahoma Sellers Group Meetup. And it doesn't really say where, but if you come online and click on it.
It's in Oklahoma.
It'll take you to the meetup group.
Right.
And tell you what the address is.
On February 20th, the Fort Worth eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen at Los Mocaljetes Mexican Restaurant in Fort Worth, Texas. That's Monday, February 20th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the topic, take a guess.
eBay strategies for 2017.
Gotcha. It wasn't Worth Point.
It's Los Mocaljetes.
Mocaljetes.
Si.
Mocaljetes.
February 21st, 2017, the Southern California, they call themselves the SoCal, eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup. That's next Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. at Saravillo's Restaurant, Long Beach, California. And the topic is going to be using eBay's file exchange to keep track of your records and sort that information for tax purposes.
Oh, that's very interesting. The presenter will be C.J. Jacinto. So there you go.
There you have it, up through February 21st. And if you'd like your seller group to be listed, all you have to do is come to our archive site, way big up at the top. It says submit an event.
Yeah.
You click on that, fill it out, and Betsy puts it up just as soon as she possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So, Griff, it's Valentine's, and I know what you guys are going to be doing tonight. John and I will be putting the show up, and then we're going to plots probably and do our Valentine's tomorrow.
Ugh, I could plots too.
What did you get Howie?
I didn't get him anything. What am I supposed to?
Oh, my God. Yes. You know, if he were sitting across from me right now, if the three of us were at dinner, he'd be rolling his eyes right now.
You'd be making trouble.
You're damn right I would.
Right.
You know what, Griff? Look.
What?
John, let me tell you what he brings me.
What?
Roses, which he hands me himself.
Really?
And a heart-shaped box of Whitman's sampler.
Oh.
That's all it takes.
Really?
It's no big deal.
Yeah. The question should be, what's he getting me?
Well, I'm sure he will. And if you don't have something for him, I'm going to be embarrassed.
I won't. Should I?
Yes.
Oh.
I know you got him something. I know you did. If not, you will.
Did I?
On your way home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope so.
Yes, you'll walk in the door today with something in your hand.
Yeah, my head.
Yes. No, you will. Well,
I just don't like holidays very much.
I know, and I love them.
You do?
No, I do.
You love them?
I love holidays.
Oh, that's right, you do.
I say you should use everything you got.
Yeah, it's only money.
Yep. So you heard our little, so far we've had two of those retail moments. We had one for
two
Valentine's Day,
moments,
and
yes.
We were doing also President's Day.
Cool.
So be tuned in for more of those.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q. We'll be live again on Thursday, February 12, 2017, with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food Provider.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails. But I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person. And it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific. For example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.